Hello there.
Hello, Nate, Dean McKenna.
Yes.
Hi, this is Leva Blue from 91.9 in Atlanta.
Oh, hi, people.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you for talking to me.
I'm calling you because I found out from a young man by the name of Marvin Cole, who I think he's your cousin or something.
I'm his babysitter. He ought to tell the truth.
Oh, stop. I feel so fortunate to find out that you are one of the writers on the classic tune This Christmas with Donnie Hathaway.
Yes, ma'am, that's the whole truth.
Okay. How did this come about? Because I just stumbled upon this, and then when I was talking to Marvin, and he said, yeah, this is true. So I went to the internet and looked you up, and there you were. Donnie Hathaway was known as Donnie Pitts, and here you are, Nadine McKenna, with the writing credits on the record.
Yes, ma'am, that's true.
How did you two get together and record or actually write such an amazing piece of music?
It's a good story, and I pray I can tell it right. The truth is, Donnie's a genius, trained and gifted, and I'm a person who likes to rhyme. So, in 1967, the year of the big snow in Chicago, I was exposed to lots of magazines downtown, and all these beautiful covers and articles about Christmas and just all kind of pretty stuff. And I love the South Side, the block clubs, the lights, and so I'm sort of a light person. And so I heard this melody in my head and wrote the first part. Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get no better this Christmas. And it was really slow and kind of, because I'm in love with Nat King Cole and the Christmas song, so that's all I kind of was doing, I suppose, hearing my own version of that. I listened to it so much. But anyway, that was 1967, the year of the snow, and it was written pretty much over half of it. The fireside is very blazing bright. That's really because I had four parents and two firesides. One at my daddy's, one at my daddy's, and my daddy's mama, one at my mama's and my second daddy's. So I had fireplaces all over the place. And I get to meet Donnie through a friend who was doing, it was called Creative Wall Designs. Ron and Virgil had business. They were doing interior design at Donnie's office. And I met Donnie because I was always singing this stuff a cappella, this and other lyrics. And so my friend said, you should sing that to Donnie. I said, well, who's Donnie? He said, I'm working in his office. You should meet him. He's got the ghetto on the radio.
Oh.
Well, I was driving about, Marvin can tell you, however many miles to River Oaks. By then I'm working at IBM and I'm driving a little Chevy out to work. So I listen on the radio and here's the ghetto. And so I get to meet him in his office, a place called Studio 77, off of 79th and Halsted. And I'm singing stuff out of this spiral notebook. And he likes this song. And so presents and cards are here. My world is filled with fear and you is part two. And he said, yeah, we can record that. So it was recorded in 1970 down at the studio called Universal, downtown on Rush Street.
Uh-huh. Are you saying it was just that easy, meeting Donnie Hathaway like that and having some lyrics to a song based on your family and some lights and the time of year? So when you presented this to Donnie Hathaway, what did he say first? Did he like the lyrics or what did
he liked the lyrics and the melody, and he was who he was, and that means he heard it, and you know, you could hear, I think, into the future and around the corners. I know that I heard the song, just sort of a gentle melody, but Donnie made that come alive. He put that, well, you know what he did, he put the energy in it. And when he heard it, he heard, well, of course, he did the arranging, the producing, the performing, and the co-writing, because he made it happen. It was a nice little song. But you never would have paid any attention to that song. And you listen to me being singing, oh, no, that wouldn't work. So he heard several songs, but that was the one that really caught his ear. And he took the page, you know, took the page. Actually, I never got the page back. Sorry, but you know there's a spiral?
There's a page out of a spiral notebook somewhere.
Because he took it and did what he did, made all the blessed magic happen with his arrangement and his hearing. This is one thing you can know. When Jessica says, everybody knows, that everybody knows is only 5 syllables. But my 10 syllables were an answer to that. And Donnie couldn't sing it the way I read it because he was sort of singing it a certain meter. But the original was, and is, how much fun it's gonna be together and together. Is the little twist that he was singing, you know, how much fun. I don't know if he said how much fun. I have a tape somewhere. I'm going to play that or get it to you because you can hear him just singing along, and I was kind of skipping right there.
Oh, so you have a tape of you and Donnie Hathaway, Lady McKenna and Donnie Hathaway working on this song together.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 1970. I think it may be part of it, but yeah.
That's wonderful. Let me ask you, did you have a feeling that this song was going to be as popular as it has become over the years?
No, my dear darling. I did not have any idea whatsoever. There's no toys, no food, no snow, no Jesus, no Santa Claus, no love. I'm thinking about love you. So it's kind of different, you know. But his energy, you know, that African energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's prominent. You know it is. When you listen to that drum, a-thum, 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 man, you gotta, that's your heartbeat. You gotta understand that one.
Well, how did the two of you develop a relationship just meeting, you know, at first, like that, with some words on a paper and him being the genius that he was?
Yeah, he was funny, and he was, he was very, very accurate. What do you say? Honest. You know, we would say, yeah, this is not that good. But he didn't write. You know, the other songs. There's a song called "Keep a Love Song." I wrote the words, but Donnie wrote the melody, and it's really very easy. You know, it's a real ballad.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, what are we going to do with that melody? It sounds like a dirge. And so I changed it, and thank God, even Sarah Vaughan recorded a love song. Of course, long years ago, we're talking stuff that's way back. But the love song, and sing it, take the waters, file and wear it, and take all of the love I have just for you. And I was writing because I knew a lot of brothers and sisters. Some of my girlfriends were making beautiful ceramic jewelry, and, well, of course, Ron and his brother, they had creative wall designs, so they were in many offices and homes making them beautiful, you know, with interior design. So when I was singing that, writing that lyric, and, of course, I had son, now I've got grandson. But anyway, the point is, I was writing to these people, take this and use it, and in fact, the last part of Love Song was written in the studio. And Donnie said, what are you trying to say? I said, I already said what I'm trying to say. So I added Take a Love Song and sing it to the sky, never lose it, take a warm heart and wear it, and take a warm heart and use it, and take something you take it till the day you die. And I don't know, that's the end of Donnie's love song version. That was written in the studio. So the truth is, he was demanding, but he knew what he wanted, and he knew what he heard, and he never talked like, well, you wouldn't understand this. You know, I just even good energy. And he was on it. He's done.
So you two had a musical relationship. You were not necessarily the musician, but you were the songwriter.
Yes. I heard melodies, I heard lines, and can I extend your kindness and your hospitality? Can I tell you what I wrote I said to him, he put it on the radio as a radio, it was a radio ad, I guess, for a lady here many, many years ago. Did you ever hear of Mary D?
Mary D.
No. She's Chicago radio, and mm-hmm. she was a personality in those times. And the words were, you're going to dig it when you hear it, because it sounds so sweet and clear. You're going to love the pretty thing that you whisper in your ear. You're going to listen every day to the soul she has to play for you. As sweet souls, the goodness knows it. So that was on radio. Donnie did the whole thing, but it was an idea that came to me, and he said, we're going to give it to her. And certainly she used it for her radio program, FOMO, you know. So it was that kind of a, I think of something, and he do it, or he think of something, and in the case of a love song, I said, Sarah did that. He did it, but Sarah Vaughan.
Well, I'm going to have to look that one up. And what's the name of the song again that Sarah Vaughan recorded?
It's called Take a Love Song, and it's on Donny Hathaway album. Her version is different. The arrangement was by Peter Mott. He was a fellow in L.A. I met him years ago. He got a lot of, I think, Emmys and maybe Grammys because he did Carol Burnett's music for her television show. A lot of other things, but anyway, it was recorded by Sarah way back when.
Well, I'm just going to be nosy and ask you, are you getting a royalty check for this song?
Yes, I am. You know, you're supposed to get that for your lifetime plus 50 years, and I'm way past 50, so I think I better get busy and get it upgraded. You know, when you update the computer.
Yeah,
I think I better get some updates. Because people just told me that Donnie and Marie are singing it in a mall, and my friend of Rachel, she used to teach computer science at Santa Monica High School.
Mm-hmm.
She's back home in South Carolina. And she said, I just heard Donnie and Marie singing it in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you did? Oh, boy. So we better do some research here.
I think you better go ahead and upgrade and do a little research and make sure you're getting all your dollars.
I think so. I think so. We're going to be in the community together, me and you.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, since this was such a popular song from the very beginning, how did this get marketed without, you know, this was before the internet, but this became like such a hit as soon as it hit the airwaves.
Yeah. Well, the truth is, in how many years? I'll be there.
You feel
that? That's my moment, my favorite thing. Okay, so what happened was it came out in 70 or 45,
mm-hmm.
and it was a 45 until 78, somewhere in there, 77, 78. Mm-hmm. The Best of Hathaway was on that album. It was, of course, the only Christmas song that was on You've Got a Friend and the great songs that were popular by Donnie and Roberta.
Uh-huh.
So then after that album, I believe the Whispers were first, but right in that past time was Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was recorded in overseas, German, I'm not sure about that. There's so much research that needs to be done, but Diana, I truly believe, was the first lady to record it, and in Gladys and the Pit.
Okay.
And then Whispers and so on. And Dr. Donnie asked, of course, you got a pop star. So the Whispers did a million selling album, The Beat Goes On, and Billy Plus, and Song for Dying was on there. And interesting, because Donnie did once the Jackson 5 wanted to. That's probably when Diana did it.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted different words. And I said, okay. And I started some words that after I saw your smile, after we talked a while, and I heard on your smile, I knew together was going to be the way I wanted us to stay forever together. So together was just Christian. I mean, that was, I started it. And she said, no, we're not going to prostitute this all. I said, huh?
You're going to do that?
And I'm going to prostitute. I said, yes, if I want to do it, you don't want to. And she's together to do it. So we never did that.
Oh.
It didn't get prostituted, but it got different lyrics. And Dick Griffey and Terry Lucas did and the Whispers had a big hit.
So some of the artists started changing the lyrics to the songs to accommodate them.
Yeah, well, The Fall for Donnie was after Donnie passed, and that was a tribute to Donnie Hathaway.
Yeah.
And that, he passed it in 79. So that's how some different lyrics were recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And Stanley Turrentine, had his jazz horn, and he did a song for Donnie, but it was strictly an instrumental jazz piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but back to this Christmas, it's been a hit after 78. I think it was only a 45 for those first years.
Uh-huh.
And it was really local in Chicago. Everybody that was here, there was a DJ, couple of DJs. Richard Piggy, Herb Champ, let's see. Richard Steele. There were about four, maybe, but there was one lead DJ who always played Donnie's version, and people would get indignant. Well, when other versions came out, and they, like Donnie's version. Yeah, okay, you sure to be up sometimes about that.
I know people are excited to really hear about how this Christmas came about. I mean, I'm on the radio here at WCLK, and I can look into the catalog and see how so many people have recorded this song, young, old, new. This is a song that will last forever and endure the test of time.
I thank you for inviting me. I thank you so much for this interview, because it is true. This is a true story. And I would suppose you could say it's a miracle and a blessing, because, honestly, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that so many Christmas songs are all about Christmas. Mine is light, and this is the last tidbit I'll give you, Reba. Thank you again. This is because one day I'm going to know there'll be a version of it with both the this line repeated. What Donnie did in the studio, he sang, "And as I look around, your eyes outshine the town." What he's written on his sheets to go in the studio, and I had written in the original lyric, "Light twinkle all around, but your eyes outshine the town."
Mm.
Well, now, I think, Freddie Jackson and Gloria Estefan, there's about three people I know who sang "The Lights Twinkle All Around Me." Because I was like nuts for the light. But if you really sing this, you got to say it with flows a little better with the air that I look around. And that includes me and you. The lights are great, but it's not me and you. And he took it back to me and you when he said, "And as I look around, your eyes are shining." And that is from my uncle. He's buried at Arlington, honey.
I got so many stories.
My uncle was in the Air Force One crew, and he used to call me Shining Eyes King. So shine your eyes, outshine the town. Just me thinking about my uncle, Don Scott, who called me, "Hey, Shining Eyes King." And I said, that's a different
name. Nadine McKenna, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going
to
have
to get on a plane and come to Chicago and meet you, because we're going to have to take this song and put the lyrics out in front of us and go through the whole song and talk about you and your relationship with Donny Hathaway and how this incredible piece of music actually really came together. I just can't wait to meet you.
God bless your spirits and God bless all our spirits, and may they continue to shine.
Yeah. Oh, and also, did you go through with Shaka Khan?
No, but Herbie Hancock was playing in the little hall. He was in a jazz band.
He played in her jazz band or your jazz band?
He played in high school. Herbie was head of the jazz band. And different people, Steve Allen, Ralph Courtney, these people came through, Nancy Wilson. They came through and performed different times at our school. What a cool school.
In your high school?
High school.
In your high school. Wow.
High Park. Yeah. In fact, President Obama's library is in the hood. And they build it. It'll be not too far.
We're going to go arm in arm to President Obama's library and walk through there.
Oh, good. That's good. And we're going to find a historic spot for a little song from the South Side that the little engineer could. He said, step on, and then Reba heard about it, and she talked about it on her radio station. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the conversation, and I'll be calling you back soon, okay?
Okay.
And I'll see you on the South Side of Chicago.
You got that right. And I can say to all your listeners who sing along and who don't, you have to listen, dance at church, at school, whatever. God bless you all, and you all have a wonderful, super good New Year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.